Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with the estate and asset protection planning firm, Barth Calderon. I'm here with Brad Honay, my colleague. And this is a great episode because what we're talking about here applies to a lot of people. And I'm going to give you a stat. 60% of Americans, or thereabout, don't have any estate planning at all. Don't have a will, don't have a trust. And of the 40% who do have something in place, a lot of that is outdated because laws have changed or people's lives have changed, and so that planning's outdated, and when life throws a curveball or something happens, the planning's not there to help out. So people get hurt, businesses get hurt emotionally, financially. So today, we're here with Brent, who's an estate and asset protection expert, and we're talking about who needs a trust and what really goes on. So Brent, here's my question is, how do you even know if you need a will or trust? What's involved with that?
That's a good question. It comes up, I'd say, Paul, pretty much every day. You know, I talk to clients, I talk to people all across the state coming from various different areas, and many people are of the mindset, I'll get to that.
Right. Yeah.
It's one of those things, I know I got to do it, it's something that's important to do, but
they spend more time planning the vacation than they do this. Yeah.
And so from my perspective, the thing that's frustrating is it's tough because there's no plan that's in place for these folks. And life just doesn't work that way. And so really bad things happen. And then we have to try to figure out how to help a family in a situation that's really tough. When they're already struggling to get through something bad that's happened, when we could all just take a little bit of time and get this in place. So to answer the question in terms of who
needs it, yeah.
I think we all need it. If we're an adult, you know, 18 or older, the laws change at that point in time. And
right.
So at that point, it's important to have something in place that says, like, if something happens to me, Here's where my assets are going. But in addition to that, who makes my healthcare decisions? Who
right.
makes my financial decisions? It's really important. Otherwise, we really don't know what you want.
So what happens? So what would be an event in life other than death where something would happen, where the estate planning would need to be there? And then what happens if it's not?
Something that comes up quite a bit is car accident. You know, car accident right. happens. Somebody's really messed up, and we need to make some decisions real quick. You know, it could be you know, we need to make some healthcare decisions for that person. Who is in charge? Who's making the decision? Family shows up, and maybe a lot of people want to make the decision.
Well, what goes on? So if the document's not there, then what happens? They just try to figure it out?
Then we try to figure it out. It depends upon where they're at, and states will treat this differently. So if you're traveling somewhere, you know, one state may treat it different
right.
from another state. One healthcare system may treat it a little different from another. If you have these things in place, if you have an advanced healthcare directive, that changes the game because now we have a document that says, look, when I was feeling good, I said, these are the things I care about from a healthcare perspective, and here's the people in the order that I care about, rank them, that can make that choice for me. So it's now out of this area of who knows what we want to do and who's going to make the decision to, we have some predictability here.
So is the you mentioned the advanced healthcare directive, that's one of the components of an estate plan?
It is.
What are the other ones?
So an advanced healthcare directive, a durable power of attorney is also important. Those two are very important should we get incapacitated. Those are
right.
documents that help us while we're here.
Right, right.
And in addition to that, a trust. Everyone should have a trust.
A
living trust as well as a will. And those two work together in addition to that. So, you those are the basic. Your basic estate plan should include those documents, and then we can get into some more advanced planning. But these are things we should all have in place.
Right.
You know? And we can change them and modify them as we go.
And I've heard you talk before at the workshops you do with the clients you're talking with is that there's some really important, meaningful discussion that goes into creating a living trust, right? I mean, you can go bang something out on LegalZoom and pay $150, you're done. But the way you handle it is, you know, there's really important decisions that need to be made. You're fostering a really great dialogue with the people to say, okay, what are your wishes? Think of it as you're the director of a play on a stage. You have all these actors. I've heard you use that analogy before. You're the director. How do you want everyone to play out? I mean, is that how it works?
It does. And there's an art to it because you're right. You can look at the documents and say, these are the documents I need. Trust, will, power of attorney, healthcare director. Great. We have documents.
Right.
But those documents vary depending upon how that process went to create those things in the first place. Was it a well thought out plan? Did you talk to an attorney that knows the different areas of the law for each of those documents and took the time to really get to know the family members? Because I think that's the big dynamic here is there'll be a variety of people who can help and there'll be a variety of people who can't help. And how we put that together in terms of, you know, who should be, you know, our first choice for our trustee versus second choice versus third choice. Do we use institutional trustees? Do we use, you know, family or a combination of that? And figuring out, you know, the best way to do that really is where you spend a lot of time. And it shouldn't be a real quick process. It should be thought out. It should be a draft goes out. We review the draft. We make changes as needed.
Right, right.
And we don't just bang something out real quick because these right. are documents that are more or less like a family constitution is how it should work.
Yeah, it's funny because I've heard you say before that you and I both have young kids, so we're, you know, we understand the benefit of estate planning. And I've heard you talk with couples before where they say, okay, you're trying to pick somebody who will take care of your kids if, God forbid, something happens. And people sometimes don't think too clearly about that. And they'll say, okay, we'll just do my brother Joey. He's great. But yet Joey's marriage is falling apart, right? So you see a divorce happening there, and you really kind of play that like, okay, what if they really did need to step in and help out my kids? Their marriage is falling apart. How does that work? You know, I mean.
I think it's key. The key to the dialogue that you have with your attorney should be, let's make it real, and let's walk through what happens. Let's play pretend, and it's not comfortable. People don't like to do this, but you know, you're looking at a married couple going, okay, one of the two of you is gone right now. Tell me what happens next. What do we do? How do we protect the family that's here? If we have kids from separate marriages, you know, prior to marrying each other, how do we handle that? How do we protect all these guys that are involved here? And then you look at, you know, okay, so we pick guardians. Great. Now let's assume they're now with, you know, brother Bobby. There may be the issue of, okay, so there's marital issues that are going on there. Does he know about this? Have you talked to him? Is he okay with it? Are his values similar to yours? If he's taking on, like in our case, we have a lot of kids. For us to throw, you know, a lot of kids on somebody else is a big deal.
Right.
So is there money in place to handle that? Do they have to buy a bigger house? What has to happen? So you make it real and go, okay, let's make sure that the plan's going to work rather than just putting it on paper and then boom, now that happened. And what do we do?
Right, because that's an important point. Is there money for somebody to take care of your kids? You know, you and I both have a lot of kids. And so the deal there is, again, this is where big picture planning, right? Well, maybe there's life insurance involved to go to help take care of the kids, you know, fund their college if you're not around. I mean, nobody ever wants to think this stuff's going to happen to them. That's human nature. But this is what you go through with people, right? All these different things.
You get into some very, you know, it's not easy talk sometimes. And we don't figure it all out in one setting generally. Because you'll get to an area and go, that is a good question. I'm not sure how to answer it right now.
Right,
it
right.
takes a little bit of time. And then what we do is we brainstorm and go, okay, who are the potential people? Let's talk about all of them. And we figure out a plan.
Yeah.
Because if we don't have a plan, we know one thing is certain. The state has a plan for us. It's just not a very good one. It's not our plan. It's something completely different.
And that's called probate.
You got it.
They don't have a trust. They go to probate.
Right.
Ugly, expensive, takes forever.
Right.
Yeah. Great stuff. My takeaway is that the estate planning, thoughtful discussion needs to go into it. It applies to almost everybody. It's not just about dying. It's about making important decisions right now. Would you say that's a fair takeaway?
Absolutely. And it's you know, the only other thing I would add to that is just not all trusts are created equal. But creating a trust that's going to take care of some people in the future, particularly if those people are young and we don't know how they're all going to turn out yet, you can create a trust that's going to protect them for their lifetime.
Right.
We've talked about this before, but the lifetime trust where money goes out to help those kids over the course of their lifetime. We can create different ways for that to happen. And we put people in charge of that so that if they ever get sued themselves, if they ever involved in a divorce, that money doesn't get sued away. It doesn't get divorced away.
Right.
It's there for them. And whatever they don't use stays in the bloodline and goes to the next generation, keeps rolling, which is what most people want.
Yeah.
But you look at their trust, and the trust doesn't often say that that's what's supposed to happen.
No, and that's interesting because it seemed to me, it used to be that estate planning was all about avoiding the death tax, mm-hmm. right? Because it was so minimal. Now, what is it, like $20 million per couple or something?
Per couple, unless you're above $22 million, you don't have a big issue in that area. Now, that could change, and it changes all the time, but right now,
it's very different
from, you know, a lot of people come in and their trust is, you know, from around, you know, the year 2000 in that area when it was very different, and they've never looked at the thing and don't know what it's supposed to do, and there's a lot of what's built into that trust is to deal with that tax component
right.
and not so much focused on the family and the kids and what should happen.
Right, right. But the climate has changed too, because now there's a lot of lawsuits. So it's gone from that estate tax exclusion planning scenario to there's lawsuits all over the place. You better have some asset protection built into the estate plan. Right. So that could be a whole nother topic.
It is, and it's about protecting the family, right. And it's about protecting the future. You know, that family. If we're taken out of the equation early, or even if we're not, and you know, life happens naturally. We want to make sure that whatever you work so hard to get, that it stays in the family and it does what it's supposed to do, right. And it doesn't just, you know, evaporate.
Now, if my kids are bugging me, do I have to have a reason to give them away, or can I just do that with my estate plan? Take them.
Yeah, exactly. You can definitely
plan around it.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, listen, everybody. Thanks so much for joining. Thanks, Brent. And we'll see you next time.